Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. The New Testament has no understanding of a lone Christian who heroically keeps going on their own. Time and again, we're reminded that we have responsibilities for one another. And here the writer uses very striking language. The Greek verb used here literally means that we should try to provoke one another to do acts of love and good works. That is to say, we should look for imaginative ways of stimulating one another to live for God. It won't just happen. We need to love one another so much that we'll take responsibility for encouraging one another to live out the Christian life. That encouragement will only take place if we meet together. And so he stresses the importance of not neglecting the times of meeting. When the Christians had gone through a time of suffering, they had spent much time together and their fellowship was strong. But now times have got easier and they've become more casual in their approach. The writer is desperately concerned that this could deeply damage the life of the church. Our circumstances are very different, but the same principles hold good. We need one another. The pandemic profoundly challenged our normal ways of meeting together like never before. But it was wonderful to see the way in which Christians were determined to meet. We found amazing new ways of meeting together online. And I know that many meetings, and particularly prayer meetings, became stronger than ever. I was especially glad to see the way in which the increasing number of services and meetings online blessed many housebound people. People who were previously unable to find any Christian fellowship were included and embraced, and that was wonderful. Fellowship isn't optional. We need one another. So it's vital that we put effort into keeping one another strong in faith. So let me ask you a question. In what ways do you seek to provoke other Christians to love and good works? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for my Christian brothers and sisters and for all the ways in which we can encourage one another to live for you. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a really great day today.
Hope grows when we join together. Gather faithfully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
The Ask NT Wright Anything podcast is back.
Hello, this is Tom Wright speaking to you from my study here in Oxford in England. I'm really looking forward to the fact that Mike Bird and I are relaunching the Ask NT Wright Anything podcast, looking at key questions that people have sent in, but also developing some themes that he and I have been interested in and we're eager to talk about with one another.
Listen today on your chosen podcast provider and head to asknt.com to submit your question.